Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have my Gotham partner. Like, I'm Jim Gordon, and she's my Bullock. And her name's Amy McCracken.
Wait, what?
You're like Bullock.
No, you're Bullock, and I'm Gordon.
You know, I'm the clean-cut, good-looking guy. You're the hairy partner that I have. That's funny at times, maybe.
Okay, just whatever.
Just let it soak in. It sounds good.
How amazing was Gotham last night?
Last night's episode, Under the Knife, was pretty freaking amazing. I enjoyed it a lot. I just got to ask you, what you give it a what? A 10?
A
10. Oh, yay! We finally agree. Episode was awesome. Aired on Monday night on Fox. People, if you haven't started watching Gotham, you really should. And today's podcast, we're just going to touch on some of the big scenes. That's what we normally do. If this is your first time joining us, we did recap last season, and of course, wait, not last season.
Wait, what?
Earlier this season, yeah.
They throw us off that break.
I'm telling you.
It gave us too long of a break.
That's what it felt like. It felt like the season return. I'm like, okay, season two. No, it's still season one. So let's see. I got my notes here, Amy. And let's talk about – let's just focus on Bruce and Selina, a.k.a. Mini Catwoman. How romantic was it when freaking Bruce sent all those expensive clothes to Selina in front of Barbara's face?
I loved it.
Barbara's like, what?
Loveless on Barbara's face. But at the same time, she is like, well, we got lots of work to do.
I know. You know what the thing about it is? I was just watching it, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I was a big fan of Barbara in the beginning. Then when she started giving crap to Jim, I was like, screw this bitch. I don't like her anymore. And now that she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I'm not. But
she's definitely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But she's kind of helping Selina in a way.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like, giving her a place to stay, you know, kind of helping her with girl things. Even though Selina, if it was any other person, I'd be like, I'm worried, Barbara, stay the way. You can't even freaking take care of a goldfish. But Selina can take care of herself. And I think Barbara knows that too, you know?
Yeah.
So it was good to see that. How did you feel about the very beginning opening scene where pretty much Selina kind of owns Bruce and says, you know, I did what I had to do. I did it for us. Did it to help you out. You wanted to push Reggie, but you couldn't. And then the whole time I'm thinking, you're Batman. You're going to do a lot worse, Bruce. You just don't know yet.
He doesn't do worse. He doesn't kill people.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what kind of Batman you're used to watching. Okay? Because Bruce is definitely not going to be a goody-goody. That's for sure.
I like them, you know, their little banter back and forth.
Oh,
you know, you would have done it, you would have done it. But when they were doing it at the ball, it just felt like off.
You mean felt off between?
Like it honestly felt like it came out of left field.
It did kind of, it did, you know, when I watched it, and maybe you're probably seeing it like that. I'm kind of seeing it is as like, oh, now Bruce, you want to grow some balls? Now you're rich with the rich folk. Because outside, Selina owns you. You didn't have shit to say to her.
Yeah.
But it did. Yeah, it did come out of like, what? Where? I thought y'all squashed like, this.
Yeah, I was like, okay, are you guys trying to, you know, be heard so somebody will say something?
Yeah, I was like, what, Bruce? Shush. Okay, we're on a mission here to get that key. How do you think that's all going to pan out?
I think it's going to pan out well.
Really? So you think it's going to be easy, easy peasy? Get in there, get whatever they need, and get out. There's not going to be any drama.
Not too much drama, but I've got a feeling Alfred's going to be the one to come in and save the day.
He probably will. He probably will. Meanwhile, he's chaperoning outside. You know?
Yes, because this is Bruce's first date.
This is
even
first
though
date.
It's a mission date.
Exactly. He has no clue. He has no clue Reggie's dead. They pushed him out a window either. I thought he was going to tell him. I thought he was going to tell him.
No, he's not going to tell him. He's going to take that one to his grave.
You think so?
If he's smart, he would.
Now, do you think he's taking it to the grave because it's just a smart thing to do, or you think he's doing it because he likes Selena?
Smart thing to do.
I think he's thinking with his little pee-pee. That's what I think.
Of course you would.
Of course, you know, hey, I'm just being, hey, I'm a guy. I know these things. And speaking of Barbara. Okay, now Barbara, she's out going out, you know, she's definitely not doing any rehab stuff. She's still partying like a rock star.
Now, what did you think when he was going to kill her right there in her apartment?
I was like, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Of course you were.
But then, of course, she starts opening up, and I you could kind of see a little twinkle in his eye, like, she's damaged like me. You know, no one, you know, and I think I was pretty shocked. I was like, what? No! I even had in parentheses, damn, because I really thought he was going to cut her.
He can't kill Barbara yet.
But he didn't. But hey, but what did you think about the freaking end of the episode where he's like, go inside there and see what those doors are? And then it's like 50 Shades have gone wrong. and she kind of grins at him.
You know, is she this crazy? Is she going to join his little game? Or is she doing this to win Jim back?
You know what? In the because I know you don't watch what's going to happen next week.
No,
they do show a scene where he does have the knife up to Barbara's throat. So I don't know if maybe Barbara was like, oh shit, let me just act like I'm in. And because all we see is a little smile. So she could be easily like smiling and then walk out of the room and freak out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, at first I was thinking, because I don't read the comics. I don't know anything about it. You and I are just fans of the show. And so then my mind started going, is Barbara some evil person that we don't know about? Some evil character that's supposed to pop up? I don't know. I don't know what to think. I think she's going to be freaked out. That's what I think.
Yeah?
I think that if you walked in there, what would you do? You walk in there and you see, what are you going to do? Are you going to immediately turn around and go, gotta go, I forgot to feed the cat? Or
I don't go to strange men's houses.
Whatever.
Whatever, I don't.
Strangers that are good-looking serial killers are the top of your attraction. You love men like this.
I do, but I don't go to their houses.
And then if it's Milo Escamante Wachalani? Oh, man. Whatever.
Wait, you forgot to say Rocky's son.
Oh, a.k.a. Rocky's son. Yeah. So, yeah,
now if it was him, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Your pants would have been, as soon as he's getting a drink, you would have been walking in the other room with your pants down.
Whatever.
Whatever. Did you see it coming that Rocky's son was deformed and plastic surgery thing?
When they started calling him the ogre, I kind of felt that way.
See, I didn't even think about that right there. I didn't even think about that. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
But Shrek's not ugly. Shrek's an ogre. All the ogres that I've seen. Well, never mind. Take that back, because in Lord of the Rings and all that stuff, the ogres aren't that attractive. But still, I don't know. It was cool because I didn't even see that coming. I didn't see the whole plastic surgery. And when they had the picture and then they showed him deformed and then it went vroom and then he's dancing with Barbara at the thing, I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Let's see here. Let's talk about the Penguin.
Oh, my God.
He's not happy with Maroni right now.
No, he is not.
What was going through your mind when Maroni was like, let me tell you about your son?
I was like, don't kill his mommy.
I really thought he was going to kill her.
I did too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought. Cause,
please don't kill her. Well, I love her.
Because see, the editing, little sneaky Gotham bastards over there.
That's why I don't watch those previews.
I saw, and you see, it shows Penguin hugging his mom. So it looked like someone had killed his mom.
Yeah.
That's really when she was, yeah. So she faints, and that's what it is, sneaky bastards. Because I was waiting for him to snap her neck or something. But you could tell that Penguin's mom knows that the Penguin's lying. Her heart is broken.
Do you think she knows, or do you think
she knows.
She's just in denial?
No. I think she's – you know what? I agree with mom. She's not as dumb as everybody thinks she is because she acts the way that she acts. I think she's a smart woman. So. Yeah. I think she knows. I think she knew right then and there when he said that she was lying and, the heart's broken. But it's her son and she'll love him anyways. I just got to say one thing. I felt really bad for the flower delivery guy.
I know. He was just delivering flowers.
Little Asian guy. He's like, tips not included. And then he gets stuck in the throat.
Yep.
By the penguin.
And then gets dragged to the trash can.
Penguins, I'm dying to see what's coming. We got two more episodes left. Two more episodes. This next episode is going to be in craziness, it looks like. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Maroni. Do you think Maroni's going to die this season?
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. But I would like to see Falcone a little more.
Yeah, we haven't seen Don Falcone, and I like Don Falcone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And I'm a little upset that we didn't get to see what was going on with Fish.
That is true. Where's Fish? You know, because Fish is last time seen, we've seen her. She's flying a helicopter.
And shot.
And then the last time we saw Don Falcone is when he killed this chick, right?
Yeah.
And then last time he choked her out.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's still just in mourning for that. I don't know. But I need to see some Don Falcone.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
What did you think? I mean, I know we see Jim and Bullock on the case. Anything stick out for you? I mean, to me, it was just a normal little, I mean, he tells, Doc that he loves her. So Jim opens up with that.
Yeah. And he's trying to protect her, blah, blah, blah. But I'm happy that he finally realized, you know, he's smart enough to say, okay, why did he quote that? Oh God, that was, you know, the headline. And I was with Barbara.
Hold on. Why do you care about that? Let him. I was hoping he wouldn't figure it out.
I care. I like it. I like that he's finally using his head.
Whatever. He always uses his head. The problem is that he didn't care. He doesn't care about Barbara anymore, so it came slower.
Well, he obviously does care about Barbara. He wouldn't have ran out if he did.
He's running out because he wants to solve the case. He doesn't want to save Barbara. I'm just telling you that right now. It's over between them. I know y'all want them back together. I know you want them back together. It's not going to happen. And probably one of the craziest. I was like, what?
I was like, what, too? Because we just talked about this.
Nygma stabs the shnikes out of Miss Kringle's boyfriend.
That's what gave it a whole 10 for me, that part right there.
He seemed to be a little enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's normally stabbing watermelons.
Yeah.
This time it was fun.
Well, yeah, and it's obvious that that was definitely, I've seen a lot of A&E shows, and so that's a crime of passion right there. Sticking him so many times, it's definitely somebody that was jealous. So I wonder if they're going to be able to figure it out. Is Nygma going to kind of cover everything up a little bit? Is he going to be able to kind of get Jim and Bullock off the case a little bit?
I don't know.
I guess we'll see what happens, but I don't know. They did show Miss Kringle at the end of this episode. Well, not this episode,
are they gonna catch him? They're not gonna catch him.
I don't know.
They're not gonna think he did it.
I don't think they are. They do show Kringle in the next episode where she's like, "Did you have anything to do with this?" And he's like, "No, he's denying it."
Yeah.
I don't think Kringle's gonna think that Nygma, how goofy Riddler man he is, could have enough balls to stab. You know, the boyfriend, a big muscular cop. No, I don't think so. I think that it's going to be an easy throw off. I think that's just going to be the tip of the iceberg for the Riddler. You know, because it was just awesome when he was sticking him and then the lightning from the tracks and everything else. It was like almost like a birth for me, like a birth of the Riddler coming.
Yeah, he kind of enjoyed it too.
He did. I mean, I think he enjoyed. Now, let me ask you a question. And of course, the Gotham fans out there, do you think he enjoyed it because it was the ex-boyfriend? I mean, the boyfriend of Kringle, and he can't stand him, or do you think he enjoyed it because deep down inside, the Riddler's ready to pop out?
I think both.
See, I don't know. I think it's because.
That was something he was finally in charge of.
Yeah, I think it's because it was the ex. I mean, the boyfriend. I think it's more the boyfriend. He couldn't stand him. And, you know, he's been picked on this whole entire season. And for the first time, he's able to take down the man, the bullies. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's the trigger that's going to be for the Riddler. So if I had to pick, it's because it's just a fucking mean old boyfriend. He was jealous. And the fact that he hit her, that he gave her bruises.
Yeah, because women have to be put in their place. Ooh, I would have killed him too.
Yeah, I know how you people are there in West Virginia. You don't have law out there. You take the law in your own hands. I saw Deliverance. I know these things. So I think that's it for me.
That's it for me, too. I really enjoyed this episode. And I can't wait. I honestly can't wait to see what happens to the Riddler. I'm like, I'm done with everybody else's storyline. Give me the Riddler.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And I want to see the guy, the little boy that everybody's saying is the Joker.
I don't know.
I want to see him come in, him and the Riddler get together.
You think we're going to see them before the season's over? We got two more episodes.
No, we got two episodes. We're not going to see that yet, but...
All right.
I'd like to see it.
Both of us give this episode a 10. It seems like Gotham's just really doing a great job.
It is.
Kudos.
And I'm sad. I'm sad there's going to be like only two episodes left.
We'll just have to figure something else to watch. Or we just sit back.
And relax.
And we relax. And we just kind of share all the Gotham stuff. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right. So I think that's it for us. That's it for our recap for Gotham Under the Knife. People, if you're listening for the first time and you're like, hey, my friends listen to watch Gotham, hey, shoot them over our podcast so you can check it out. A couple of spots where you can check out some of the past shows. The VRO.com. That is the mothership of everything. The VRO.com. Go there. You can check out also Variety Radio Online on Instagram, on Facebook, on Tumblr, on YouTube. And, of course, you can follow them on Twitter always at the VRO. Amy, why don't you let people know where they can find you at?
They can follow me on Twitter, AmyVRO.
Sweet. And me, you can check me out. I got a blog, iwatchmike.com. I have our past shows there as well, iwatchmike.com. Plus, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and iwatchmike on YouTube and Facebook. So that is it. We'll be back next week to talk more Gotham. Only two more episodes left. What's going to happen? Hey, do you think we're going to lose it? Do you think someone's going to die like a big character?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you think it's going to be?
Fish.
You think?
Yeah.
Barbara. Bitch is going down.
I mean, Barbara's safe where she's at. She's with a psycho who wants to marry a psycho. So she's safe.
Amy.
Fish is in a helicopter bleeding out.
Amy, stop it. We're going to go now. We'll be back next week. Sorry, everybody. Amy's just smoking crack.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.